real. Ooh-wee, last day of the year. Huh? Oh. Anyway, I guess you must be tuned in to Outside the Pizza Box, right? Yes, live. Down at the Civic Media inside of Solidarity Realty Studio. How's that? Not too bad, huh?
Yeah, you're getting. Hey, we're getting a sign. There'll be a sign soon, and then no one will ever.
Oh, there was a sign. I don't know. I think a lot of people missed it.
Was it the Aaron Rodgers? Was it the?
No, it was that thing they called Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here we go. You know, and New Year, and need for a much more intensified effort to change the world the way it is. Right? Yeah, for justice, equality, create a path for everyone.
I'm with you. I got to tell you, though, I missed you last week. My family wanted me to, it would have been fine to do a show on Christmas Eve Day, but hey, it was good to have some family time, but I did miss you, my friend, so.
Hey, yeah, I missed you, and I tried calling you a couple times. Thanks a lot.
I know.
We already talked, you didn't know who it was. 608 area code, ooh. I'm just kidding. I mean... We get bombarded with that stuff, right?
It is true, yeah.
Yeah, and especially at Christmas. And so, I kind of want to think...
Could be worse. You could be texting me and asking me for a $5 donation every day. I mean, that's...
Well, I listened to my mom get attacked at home, and she answers a phone call, and then 30 seconds goes by, and I'm like, hang up! And then I hear her say, well, I just don't have, donations. Don't feel guilty about that, please.
No.
Any of you that are listening. They're preying on you. Now, it's okay to be generous and give to the causes that, these great people like my mom have always done. But Christmas is about giving of yourself in some way, shape, or form, right? And unfortunately, so I'm thinking about Jesus at Christmas. And I'm thinking he kind of looked like me. Maybe not the same skin tone, and maybe his hair was curlier than mine, but maybe we both had long hair. And we're both looking around at like, damn, what's going on here? From the lights to everything, man. I'm sorry. I'm not a bah humbug guy. I don't go around saying, I hope your tree catches on fire or something, But I try to do things like, I kind of wish everybody would use, not real Christmas trees that they cut down every year. Well, they grow them all the time. Yeah, I know. That's the only place where there's trees sometimes is the Christmas tree place. There's a tree for miles around. But, hey, let's go get one at the Christmas tree place. So that kind of stuff, I can't help it, man. I can't help but be aware of what's going on around me. And I know everybody, presents, that's fine. My mom gave me a nice present, a really nice shirt. I wore it the next day. That's the kind of thing, something that you can use, especially me with all the cats and, flannel shirts don't last forever with clawed cats hanging on to you. Oh, Christmas was a joy with my cats. And, they're so simple to take care of. Like, you bring your box down, and you take the stuff out of it and you put it on the floor and the cat's like, oh, is that for me? Immediately the cat's in a box and they're fighting over it. Wait, there's two halves. Okay, so I did take a picture and posted it. and the funniest thing about it is it's a caterpillar shoe box, right? So it says cat on the side. Here's these two cats, but it doesn't look like a matching pair.
That's so funny. Yeah, our dog. I gotta say, our dog too, she was all over the presents. She was right up there, like sitting all pretty right next to it. She's like, is there something in there for me? I think the pets are really dialed into that, man. They see some gifts coming around. They wonder if there's something there for them.
Well, thing about Christmas growing up, I loved Christmas because it was always about, just what we started talking about, the family sitting down. Okay, yeah, maybe I was guilty of having a tree back then, right? But that was when we had billions of more trees too. So it's yes, but years ago I decided no, you don't want to cut down a tree. You can even get them little ones. You can buy them and then you can plant them. So that's what I was saying on the days before and days after Christmas. This is a year everybody should just plant a tree. What people said to me?
No, what'd you get for that? What kind of response?
Why? Why? And then I just kind of I thought so.
Hey, man.
I'm fighting a losing battle here right now.
Pulling for the underdog.
Wow.
Those trees.
Yeah, whoever thought that trees would be endangered species, but they are, okay, and everything is at this point. So, you know, and we didn't go anywhere, Mom and I. I did go. Look, I'll give a shout out to the VFW in Stoughton and all the other organizations and clubs that do that on Christmas Day when they get together and they cook, you know, it's really nice because it is a community when you get in there. It's everybody that you've, you know, a lot of people that you've known for decades, right? Parents, grandparents, children, except now we're the grandparents. Ooh. So a little different look, but the same feel of, you know, hey, this is a day where it don't matter. You can come in here, and people that can't afford it, you know, they don't have to pay. And the people that can usually, you know, I donated more than I usually can because I get a cancer check every month now. So it's easy. And they did raise it 100. You know what? It came into the bank account today. I was checking, you know. It's not even the first yet. It's tomorrow. Oh, how nice of you to give... give people that check a couple days early. No, it really is. All right, but that's, you know, and then I go down to the VFW to pick up a couple dinners to go, right? Mom and I aren't going anywhere. We were going to go visit my nephew Mike and his family down in Racine, but it was so cold and, you know, the storm and everything. And we were old. My mom's older than me. No, what happens if we get stuck on the road or something? No.
Yeah.
So they're coming today. So when I get home, they'll be there. And we'll celebrate like that.
Yeah.
So I go down there and I see this guy and I look again and I'm like, Big Mike? And he's like, hey, you know? Yeah, retired Capitol Police officer that used to chase me around the building. Big Mike, good to see you. And I should have did a selfie, you know? I was just like, he was looking good. He goes, you look great. You know, he knows about my health and stuff. Yeah. I know he's lying, but still.
Trying to lift you up here during the holidays.
But he looked good.
That's good. Hey, quickly about that VFW down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice one. And it's one of the oldest VFWs in the
country. It was like, was it not? No, it wasn't the first one, was it?
It might be the first one in the state,
I think. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I should know this, but I used to work and manage the kitchen there, brother. I used to do like, I enjoyed doing like, and that was, like I said, when it, you know, when you got that feel of community and people appreciate what you're doing and, you know, that so it felt good to go there. But other than that, you know, Christmas, bah.
You little
I mean, really?
You.
Lexus commercials? Oh, let's break into the new year.
That stuff drives me crazy. Like, well, look, who the hell buys a car for, like, come on, man.
Look at the target audience and then ask yourself,
but
why are they just not emailing and pounding these guys
exactly.
with the money they
because like broad brush TV ads,
right?
How many people relate to that TV? Oh yeah, I think I'll just get a brand new Lexus for Christmas as a Christmas gift. Like what percentage of the population can actually do that? So these ads are such a waste going like broad TV ads. It makes no sense.
Well, it worked for Ron Johnson and the racist ads in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, you rake a couple leaves.
So these guys go, let's go. I don't know. By the way, yes, I see a friend of ours on the line, so I'm going to say that you can dial in and join the show if you want, 844-967-2789. But Christmas to me, and I didn't get to spend any with my two sons. It still hurts. But I was happy to call my son and his family in Columbia, South America, just enjoying them. So I go, did you guys do anything at Christmas? And Penelope goes, no. And I'm like, that's what I thought. Right on, son. They're not into that. Look, minimalist is what you're supposed to be doing now. You could still live a really high quality of life by eliminating all this corporate Christmas stuff. Ugh. And by the way, those of you that did give me gifts, my friends, thank you. But, you know, it was a different kind of gifting from them. Jack and Don, thank you. And others, you know, that give every day some way, shape, or form, even if it's just call to see how you're doing because they saw you put up a post with an angry face on it, right? Hey, things okay? Oh, hell yeah, I've never been madder, man. What's wrong with you? Hoo-wee. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got Wisco Paul. What's happening? Oh, wait, it's Disco Paul.
Oh, don't start that again. Back to leisure suits and... I think it was just shuffled in Madison way back when.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I only went there like once or twice, and I was, you know, like 17 or 18 when you could easily get in, you know. I mean, come on, Wisconsin, you could be 15, braces on your teeth, as long as, you know, you didn't make a complete fool of yourself or you weren't getting sick, you were welcome.
That's funny, too funny. Hey, I don't understand how Ron Johnson got reelected, but they should take a the Democrats should take a long, hard look at that, but that's a whole other story. I wanted to call today. There's an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about road salt and its overuse, people using salt and the salt content of the river streams, creeks, and even Lake Michigan and some of the lakes is almost unacceptable. And the article also mentions that private people need to cut back on the amount of salt they lose, because once it's in there, my understanding is you can't get it out. Something like forever chemicals, I'm sure. We've talked about that before. So I think some of the road salt is warranted, but I drive like you a little bit part-time in retirement, and people drive. There could be 3-4 inches of snow on the ground and they are on the roads, and they still are trying to drive 70 miles an hour. So I think they used a if people would slow down, maybe we could use less road salt. That's all I'm saying, pizza box. Because in the end, I harp on this every Saturday, like a broken record. The environment, man. I mean, I can go on and on. Greenland, the ice sheet's melting up there, but people need to slow down. Maybe we could use less road salt and behave themselves. Anyway, that's my rant for today, Pizza Box. Thanks for your show.
Yeah, you know what? Flashback, Wisco Disco Paul. I wrote a speech in 4-H when I was like 10 or 11 years old, I think, titled Road Salt, a Necessary Evil. Huh? Hey, do you remember the steel-studded tires, too? It's all gone now. Yeah, no more salt, except on my meat. Talking about salt, so I went to the car wash. Isn't that weird how this stuff, he calls in about the salt? This was all lined up before, Wisco Paul. I did not do the car wash thing.
You're like, I don't know, man. You got some, like, you know, what do they call it? Oh, I can't think of the word right now. Anyway.
An aura?
Some psychic powers. We'll just call it that because I can't think of the proper word. Clairvoyancy, right? Isn't that what it is? Isn't that
yes, clairvoyance. I think she graduated with me. Her and CJ.
right. That was I'm sure they were on par with each other.
That was good.
Yeah. I'm sure they were right up there.
I hope some people
GPAs.
Heard that one.
Side by side in GPA right there. Clairvoyance.
Hey, build on that salt for a minute before we go
there. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I was working at Project Home in the Madison Metropolitan Sewerage District. What Wisco Paul's talking about is the amount of salt getting into our water systems, mm-hmm. right? And it's once it gets in there, it's very difficult to get that salt level back down to where it's good drinking water, right? Because you can't have that. So the only way to really deal with it, it's very expensive to treat that. So the reduction, they've been doing this reduction effort now for the last handful of years where, you know, in Madison, other places, they're really trying to work on that. One thing that a lot of people don't think of, now we talk about using less salt on the roadways, we talk about using less salt on our driveways and sidewalks, 100% do that. The other thing is water softeners. If you have a water softener in your house and it's an old softener, it's probably oversalting your water, which is adding
to
the salt.
Wait a minute.
Load.
You can't oversalt anything in my water.
Well, your food, fine. And other kind of salt, fine. You know, but in your water, if you have an older water softener, look into that. There are rebates. There are incentives to get a new water softener, a high-efficiency one, which can drastically reduce the amount of salt you're putting into the water system, which helps reduce the salt in our water, in our community, in our state. Just a heads up.
Right. Awesome. So while I was at the car wash, you know how it gives you like the time to let the other car go in and get the thing spraying it as the other person's still going through the dryer. So you just take your time, you know, and then everybody gets the same thing. No, not the woman behind me. The whole time pushing me, like as I'm like putting my coat in, I'm like, I can't go anywhere after I put this in. So why are you trying to make me?
Yeah, you got to love people that are in a hurry.
No, I didn't love her, man. It's ridiculous. On my way out, I've got like 38 seconds left. So, you know, you're like driving your car at the speed, trying to like, and you're kind of getting into it. You're like, it's a video game, you know, you just get to the end and have it perfect at the end to blow that last bit of foam off the back, right?
Yeah, sure.
No, I had 38 seconds left. She goes in there and starts the spraying up. And I mean, I had to pull out because it was just spraying me, right? But then I stopped.
Took away from
and then I rolled down my window and I gave her the bird. So everything was cool after that.
Yeah. Well, probably deserved it. I mean, I would say she's deserved it at that point. You can't be pushing people through their drive time or their dry time, right? The dry time, that's your time. That's you. That's special time for you and your vehicle. All right.
One last thing, too.
Dry time.
About salt. The only time I defend it, it absolutely is necessary, overused, is TV dinners. Okay, because without it, it's like Scott Walker, you know, just bland.
Bland and
crooked one eye. Anyway, let's
tasteless. I think tasteless is a good word for him too.
Let's go to Andy in Beaver Dam. Happy New Year, dude.
Hey, Happy New Year back.
Right.
You bring up so many things, salt and you know, the
and Scott Walker.
Scott Walker. And then why did he run all the car ads at the end of the year? Of course, how many people are actually going to buy a car?
Right. You know, well, and why talk about Scott Walker? Another. He's so irrelevant in the last several years, right? Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Definitely. Yeah. He's like yesterday's news, man. I mean, come on. You
well,
know.
This is our chance to rub salt in Scott Walker's wounds. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year, everybody. I am ready to go. Like I said, a more intensified approach.
Right.
And I'm ready to
go. Exactly.
Go ahead. You got 3 minutes left before
right,
the next
well,
break.
Well, anyway, nothing worse than rock salt when it comes to being on the roads or on the sidewalk. It's cheap, but you're probably better off using a small amount of calcium chloride. It's more effective if you got a salt, you know, so you don't fall on your keister, you know. But, yeah. We got a lot of issues to handle in 2023, but we'll keep working away at it, you know.
Andy, what's your big one for 2023? What do you really want to see us get fixed?
In terms of politics, I think if we at the end of the year can see light on the tunnel for gerrymandering to be put down, you know, we don't want anybody to have a necessary advantage, but we should at least have balanced districts and, you know, that everybody gets represented without, you know, without being held back. That's what I would say is the big thing that has to be in Wisconsin. As far as on the national scene, I don't know. It's the House of Representatives is going to be a train wreck in Washington. I don't know. That's
baboons in the Congress.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to be a great circus. But anyway, you guys have a great year and enjoy your holiday. And we'll probably talk to you next week.
All right, man. Because we'll be here. Right. And thanks a lot. But for me, it's not a new resolve for me. It's a more intensified resolve, which is centered in poverty. Okay, because, you know, poverty doesn't take any days off. Like, yeah, I, you know, get a couple weeks off at the holidays and everybody gets to relax a little bit. People in poverty don't get to relax, man. They're the ones that have to go to work on the holidays. I did it too, not because I was like in poverty, but because, man, most of the time those were my friends. And once you may get on a team like that, right? That's where jobs, you know, it's not always about the money, obviously, or you wouldn't have anybody working for you at all, Walmart, man. I want to kick some ass on them when we come back. Yeah, they want my love. It's like, if you felt what love really feels like in your heart, oh my gosh, you'd understand what I've been talking about every single day.
Well, bless your soul, you can fool a few.
Place to plug Jeff's Guitar Clinic, huh? Jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Killer, man. You're a lonely boy. Really? No, you gotta get cats, man. Yeah, you get bummed out for a little while, and then they come up and they're like, oh, come on, Dad. We still love you. Oh, don't I know it. Oh, it must be time to scoop the litter. I get it. There's always something with cats. It's just... the greatest thing that, greatest creation, right? Protected me from the mummy and all those other evil spirits. But again, the resolve for me is to attack racism and poverty and injustice and all this stuff that's gone above the law for so long. I mean, should I make predictions in the last segment? Maybe. Well, no, let's just start now. Okay.
Wait a minute. 2023 predictions. Is that what we're going for here?
Yeah, but first of all, you know, in order to defeat poverty and racism, you have to sacrifice for the poor. And it doesn't cost that much, people. You know what does cost you a lot of money? Sacrificing everything to the wealthy, which is what everybody does because it's convenient, it's entertainment, I feel good. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to touch it. We lose. We lose that way. You know, all the gerrymandering in the world can't defeat a movement that says, no, F you, man. F you in public, which I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be looking for people that want to go to the Capitol on the days that they're there doing legislation. You never take a day off from these guys. They don't. They take the whole damn year off, don't they?
Yeah.
Come on. That's another thing. There's the issue on the wolves. Now we're going to have a conversation, and Republicans are like, oh, yeah. Well, you know, seems kind of political that you know, right after an election. Yeah, it wasn't political when the guy wouldn't step down for the last couple years, right? You jackasses. Come on.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know, and if people want to go with that, if you're Republicans, you want to stick with that. And don't worry, I got enough issues with the Democratic Party. But the Republican Party is gone, but it only went the path that I saw it going since I was a little boy. Anyhow, let's go to Jake in California. Welcome, man. I need a second hour because I got a whole list of stuff I want to talk about, and we're going to run out of time. But it can't be the first hour, Jake. I'm sorry. It's going to have to be the hour after this one. If does anybody want to sponsor a show like this? Give us a call here. Call the office anytime. I'm not here, but somebody responsible will take the call.
Hey, you guys had to go live on Sundays. You know, I know football season. You know,
I'm a Packer fan. Yeah, it hasn't been too many Sundays. But, guess what? I was going to call Jason's show because the Packers have a chance. Let's see if that four-time MVP, that selfish bastard, that's got a four-year contract worth $200. Oh, it's only three with a four possible $50 million a year. And now everybody else wants it. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, the guy who was immunized. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And the guy that's been dumped twice since, you know, publicly by, you know, some really fantastic women. Well, one anyway. I don't know. I didn't know either one, but you know, fantastic women in that they were accomplished and certainly didn't need him perched on their arm.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he became such an embarrassment, not only to the Packers, but to his former University of California, Berkeley. He's like, you know, kind of the biggest joke
right?
in the Bay Area.
Right, you know, a liberal arts university, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I should get into football. I'm a Raiders fan. You know, California born and raised, and the Raiders. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Sorry. I know I don't either because that's who my loyalty went with. As soon as Davante Adams went there to be with his friends, I'm like, yeah, I want to be friends with those guys.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Jake, call him Raider Rick. He's a diehard Raider fan too, and he feels your pain.
Next year,
it's sad. I was expecting such a great year, and nope. Just back to the same old losing seasons for the Raiders, I guess. Well, anyways, I was just calling, you know, on the breaking news that Pope Benedict, the conservative enforcer of Catholic doctrine for decades before he became the Pope, who was, of course, later disgraced and basically fired by the church for
he
being
was a
involved,
Hitler youth.
Personally involved
he was a Hitler youth kid.
Situation.
Remember when he was a kid? He was Hitler, the German guy, right?
Hitler youth. Yeah, he was a Hitler youth kid.
When he got
he
put in
of the church.
All those people just got on their knees just wailing when they announced him. And I looked at my mom and I go, Mom, they made a Nazi the Pope. And she's like, oh. And I go, I'm just kidding, but not really.
No, you know, for real. No, he's a far right, fascist, straight up. And now he's dead at 95.
And oh, was, what a tragedy. Course, 95. Oh.
Yep. Long life. You know how the evil live forever. And the young, you know, the good die young, right? But this dude, he was involved, you know, he got to be Pope, let's face it, by helping to cover up all of the sexual abuse and pedophilia by the priesthood and the bishops and the cardinals and so they had to bring in a new Pope because he was such a disgrace. But now we're supposed to all be crying crocodile tears now that Benedict's gone. I don't think so.
Oh yeah, he threw the act under the bus, but let the guys that commit the bad acts go. Yeah, he covered for friends.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, how many of these priests actually went to prison for what they did? And it was thousands of priests who were sexually abusing children in the church, and the church knew about it, didn't call the cops, it was simply transfer them from one parish to another, one diocese to another.
Hey Jake, I hate to interrupt, but doesn't that, you know, makes you feel really secure, doesn't it, that the guys that are teaching you to believe that there's a hell obviously don't believe that's where they're going?
No, if they believed in the hell for real, they should be worried. Okay. And these are the guys who, by the way, who supposedly, you know, never have sex, or supposedly celibate, but they want to tell you what to do with your sex life and whether or not you should have a baby, even though they won't allow women in the priesthood. They know nothing of pregnancy, but they're the experts. Please.
Yeah, and there's actually a lot of faith people out there that have gone away from that understand, hey, you know, a guy can still preach about the good things and have a family and not be all, you know, wound up with Yeah, because that has something to
do with
it.
You know what you want to believe, that's obviously, you know, perfectly fine under the First Amendment. But don't tell other people what they must do with their bodies. Don't take away Roe versus Wade because of your religious ideology, when frankly, your religious ideology has gotten you to a lot of trouble in recent years.
Well, they mistake religious freedom with their religious persecution. See, if you're not with their religious persecution, then their freedoms are just being infringed on, Jake. Ugh.
They're free to discriminate against people.
Exactly.
You know, because they don't follow their dogma. They don't have that right. That's not a right in America, to discriminate against people for no good reason. Sorry, religious folks. It's not an excuse.
Right. And thanks for calling in. Anything else today?
No. Hey, thanks for the show. Great job.
Hey, thank you. It's only because of fine listeners supporting this great network. I don't know if I have anything to do with that, but
yes,
I enjoy
you do.
Doing
it. Oh, part,
yeah,
part
you
it.
Betcha. Yeah,
you do. You,
I know.
You bring it.
Yeah, okay. Hell yeah.
You bring it. People, you know, people like it. So, look, you know, that's one thing following up on with the whole Catholic religion that just never made any sense is like, why the celibacy deal? Why, you know, all these other faith-based religions, people can have families, people can get married, people can have partners, whatever it is. Like, it just makes no sense. You're creating a problem within your whole network that doesn't need to be there.
It's because they don't know Jesus like I do, right? He wasn't hanging out in the churches, man. Hey, I think I'll go for a walk and meet some people today. Yeah, you know what? I kind of do that. Not on the level of him I'm just saying that I would have been a great follower of his. Yeah, let's go hang out with the dude that knows how to catch fish. Like, you wouldn't believe, man. You got to see it to believe it.
And that particular rule and decision, Mike, is only secondly bad to the only one that is ahead of that is not allowing women to hold, you know, those type of positions in the Catholic Church. Just ridiculous stuff. I don't understand how this can keep going on in our day and age. It makes no sense.
I still think if Jesus were here during Christmas, he'd be like tapping over trees, Christmas trees, going, "What's this nonsense, man?" Really? Oh, you don't think he'd have done that, huh? Oh, you think? I guarantee you. The Jesus that you guys wanted me to believe in my whole life, how is it I know him better than what you guys preach all the time? He's a really cool dude, man. And he believed in, you know, fairness and justice and, you know, the seven deadly sins are just exactly what they are. Okay. It kind of ruins the human race that we've got some psychos. And unfortunately, I mean, the psychos are getting more and more out there, right? Especially in the Republican. How do you like that Santos, Congressman Santos? You look at the guy and he's just, you look at his pictures, you're like, oh my God. And people voted for him. And wait a minute. He did all this lying and stuff and everything else. Yeah, but he won, you know, he's a Republican, he won. And there may be like oligarch money behind him, because it's really funny. There is going to be definitely a movie about this if we survive it. But the Republicans they're not going to tell this guy to step down. Come on. They didn't. Look, this is part of the blueprint. When you go that far, right? I mean, now it's a race to be D-bag of the year, like we heard on the show yesterday. Yes, I give a shout out to the Devil's Advocates, because that's how this all started, right, folks? I mean, I've been listening to those guys since they started. You know, I had a show of my own somewhere else, and then I had an opportunity to come on here, and it's like, well, yeah, who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to tell everybody what I know and what I've seen over the last, well, I'm going to say, you know, 50-some years, because I don't remember most of the first, you know, five. Well, I shouldn't say that. First couple years are gone. I started remembering stuff when I was like 3, man. I'm like, ADHD rocks. ADHD. Ooh, there's a bunny rabbit. There's a cat. There's a, you know, and it was just right away nature. Right away nature. And speaking of nature, there's some down there in Rock County, isn't there, Rico?
Yeah, you betcha, buddy.
You taking another hit? Did you just take another hit?
No.
Oh, okay. I did.
Oh, well, I know.
No.
Whatever.
No, I you know what? I take several every day. And, you know, that's one of the things, Rico, that I'm upset about is I had the numbers for, you know, opiate deaths last year. 71,000. Zero for marijuana. But not in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Yeah, keep up the good record, right? Yeah. Hey, second time I've listened to you guys. Oh, I like this show. Now I know where all the old guys go. You guys are right on the money, man. You're speaking every other minute. I'm talking about clairvoyant. You got the minimalist. You're concerned about the environment. Dude calls in, said something about only the good die young. I can speak to that.
Oh, so can I. And I probably will next week, Rico. But you go right ahead and continue.
Okay. Okay, so I want to say that, man, the only brother I got left, his name's Mike. And I just got my went from my flip phone to smartphone. It wouldn't take, so I had to enter all these contacts in manually. And I says, holy cow, look at all these Mikes I know. I can't even remember half of these guys. I always know them. And I always said all my life, you know, I've never met a Mike I didn't like. It's something that goes with me. I never met a Mike I didn't like.
That's
pretty
cool.
And, yeah, I love this show. I love this show, dude. And yeah, you definitely need more than an hour. You need a couple hours on Saturday, man. This is even your bumper music's great, dude.
That's what I mean. We need more good music. And then we need more time to talk about all the other great stations across the state of Wisconsin, you know, in civic media. Thanks a lot, Rico. We are going to a break. Thanks again. But yeah, I mean, part of the reason why you like this old guy stuff is that some of us, when we get older, I'm not talking about CJ, okay? I'm talking about people that gain wisdom over their lives, okay? And you gain wisdom through making just a ton of mistakes, trust me. And you still make some of them. But most of the stuff, you're like, shake your head when you see somebody else doing it. And we'll be back in a minute. You know, I'm just going to mention this guy because he got busted by a pizza box, Jason. Andrew Tate. I didn't know who the guy was. I don't know that, you know, because I don't do Twitter. Because a bunch of twits on there. But Elon Musk let this clown back on, and then he and his brother and other guys get nailed for, oh, yeah, there go the Republicans, always projecting like this pedophile ring and all this stuff. That's because they know about it. They're the ones that commit it all the time, and anybody wants to debate that, you're going to go down. You're going down. And even if it was somebody that identified as a Democrat, we'd throw them under the bus. Not like you guys for political reasons. There'd be a jail sentence involved. Ah. Really make me mad. Let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa. Welcome. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Pizza Box and Jason. So appreciate your messaging here. You know, sometimes trying to address the problems in our life, you know, with the concrete address, you know, just isn't sufficient. So turning the consciousness and positive energies of the universe offer hope. And so I just want to let you know that Meditate Milwaukee, which is housed out of Sojourner Truth House on East Walnut Street in Milwaukee, it's hosting a free meditation, guided meditation and live music at the Riverside Theater on Sunday, 1 to 2:30, with doors opening at 12 o'clock. Seating is going to accommodate about 2,450 people. I'll be there, and it sounds like a good number of people from Milwaukee will be, too. Have you ever, tried meditation, Mike?
Oh, I was just meditating outside a few minutes ago. No, that's medication. No, I actually, Mary, I do this all the time because no matter what I'm doing, okay, I'm always thinking about what I'm supposed to be doing. And it just doesn't...
Mindfulness. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been blessed with it now and I got it all through empathy. I'll tell people that right now. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm able to just get up and do this every day, you know, and I see my son's trying to call me, so I'll call him back. But it's grandchildren. My life after death is my children and grandchildren, and I'm not gone while they're here. Mm-hmm. But there has to be a place for them to live. And this is not the place. I mean, we're not acting like human beings.
You know, the Chinese say if you want happiness for a lifetime, help the next generation. We need to look forward. And like the Native Americans, you know, looking seven generations out. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. And thanks again. I forgot what I was going to say there because my son was calling and I just kind of went, oh, that's so cool. But I'll call him back. But anyway, but to build on that, to build on everything that I've been saying for a long time, which is like, you got to help the people that don't have anything. And if we do, we win. You know, the billionaires can't win unless we keep contributing to that, you know, corporate nonsense that they're doing. And that's why shows like yours supporting local businesses and communities. And the Republicans in Wisconsin legislated away, you know, communities' right to choose for themselves. I don't know if you know that, Republicans. You don't have a choice, okay? None of us does. They let corporations come in and suck the water out of the ground. And they're taking the stuff that probably doesn't have PFAS in it. Let's go to Joanne. Thanks again, Joanne.
Thank you for the wonderful show and being live on a day like this.
A Saturday? That's when my show is. We would have done it last week, but Jason's family, and it is important. And I was like, you know, I'm cool too. Right? They wanted you home, didn't they?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, come on. It was Christmas Eve. I would have been doing the same thing. The only reason why is because I'm such a lonely boy.
Yeah, but you're loved by so many people, and I just want to remind you about some of the people we lost this year, like Martina. We lost. She told me about this show.
And so, Roberta Retram just recently, who's like the lady that, you know, taught me how to live and be happy with cancer.
That's right. That's right. And we all should tell two or three people just today. I was just thinking we got to expand the audience. Just go out and tell people, you know, maybe when we're buying something at the dollar store or Quick Trip or something, tell people about the station so we can get more people connected and loving this great organ we have for exchanging good thoughts. So you have the greatest new year. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks again. And Joanne, guess what? I did do that yesterday again, and I think there are a couple new people listening. I don't care if it's at the gas station. You know, if I'm trying to make – if people are laughing when I'm talking, I'm going, oh, you think that's funny, eh? Oh, tune in. I said I can say things on there on the radio show that I cannot say against the fascists on Facebook, right? Oh, my God. You know, I think all the times I've been kicked off. Now, it wasn't because I swore at people and stuff, although there are, you know, let's face it, there's a few things that, you know, and I'm not talking Clinton kind of thing, okay? But when people, if you're mentioning anything violent or anything, you know, even when you're joking around with your buddy, your wrestling buddy, and you're laughing, both of you, that's the kind of thing that does it. But you can tell somebody to F off if you want. They can go complain all they want, okay? Unless you're doing that to Elon Musk. So, I don't understand. Yeah, I do. And I, it's all about not identifying within some kind of political party. Okay, it's just not about that. It's be progressive or it's over, folks. And even being progressive, if we just decided to legislate progressive policies that benefits every single person, even those dumbass billionaires and greedy people that don't understand that when there's no air, okay, you know, go to the space station for a while. You and your buddies can throw a party for a few months. I don't know. Maybe you'll get clobbered by some asteroid or something. It's just, there's just not enough time to do this. You have to make sacrifices, people. If we don't do it, then we're going to lose. We've been losing for a long time. Trust me, I've been feeling this for decades.
It's weird, right? Because we're in this world where everything has become so centric, so about me, the individual, the person. And the only way we can actually make some change in ground is if we become a we, is if we think community, we, and others. So I don't know. It's a mindset that has to shift, or we're just going to keep going down this path, man.
Well, first you got to be honest with yourself, okay? You know, hating people that are trying to come across the border. Look at, they're taking the jobs that you old white crackers don't want to take anymore, and you ain't had to work for a while, and when you did, you were part of a crew where they're like, that guy was the laziest guy, you know, he was the guy leaning on the shovel while the rest of us were, you know, picking up rocks. You gotta move out, like the song says. Huh? Anyhow, yeah, there's so much to talk about. And so many people that should get involved. Hey, man, I'd love to have 2 hours because then you guys could call in to Civic Media. And I'd be doing this out of Solidarity Realty Studio. You know, right here in Madison, it's 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Are we almost done? Is that it? See you next Saturday. Pizza Box Mike, gone.